Early this morning, the city of Beaumont, Texas, lost access to its water supply as a result of Harvey. Waters from a nearby river flooded the city's pumping station, and it could take several days to get the system back up and running. Meanwhile, in Houston, the flooding has made delivery of food and water to local stores impossible in some areas. Long lines, very limited inventory, and some reports of price gouging have many Houstonians worried.
Our neighborhood isn't prone to flooding. But my family, unfortunately, they live further into the Fort Bend County, and they were told to evacuate. So we took them into our home for a total of 13. So we were concerned about, you know, having enough food for everyone in case, especially in case power ran out.
That's Jean Caneda. She's a Houston resident from the Crestwater Trail neighborhood southwest of downtown Houston.
Yesterday morning, the rain stopped, and we found out that the Kroger, which is a grocery store right next to us, we're going to open for a limited amount of time. So we got to the Kroger, and to our surprise, there was already a long line. We waited it out. We knew it'd be at least a 3-hour wait. What about us? Will we have enough to choose from when it was our turn? So we came out with a bunch of canned items, Spam, Vienna sausage. We were already stocked on instant noodles. At this point, you know, you can't really be picky. You just grab what won't spoil and what will sustain you.
Residents in Houston lining up and grabbing what they can in the aftermath of the storm. Catherine Blunt is a business reporter with the Houston Chronicle, and she's been reporting on the ground as lines form outside of grocery stores and reporting on the monumental task of restocking those stores as Houston recovers. Catherine, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
You have been down to many of these grocery stores and seen the lines. What's the situation?
Well, you know, particularly earlier in the week, lines were absolutely out the door as companies were able to bring stores back online. Stock is still very low in many locations. There are huge swaths of roadway still underwater, making it very difficult for their trucks to get in and restock at the rate needed to keep up with the extreme demand after the storm just completely inundated this region.
How many stores were closed around the region, if you even have a number? And what is the difficulty in getting restocked logistically?
I don't have an exact number of the number of stores closed around the region, but in the midst of the storm, most major chains had closed most stores. However, they were successful at getting those stores open very, very quickly in the aftermath. They were working around the clock, and now we have hundreds of grocery stores that have opened. That being said, so many are running on inventory still. A couple of major chains, H-E-B, Kroger, have had difficulties getting their trucks across, you know, the highways. There's still big, large parts of the highways that are still flooded out. And also roads in the outlying parts of the county, those are flooded too. Parts of the city are still underwater. Closer to the downtown area, things are drying up. You can get around with relative ease, but that is certainly not the case throughout the entirety of the county at this point, which is has restricted their access to certain locations to a great degree.
And in terms of the stock that's available, Catherine, is fresh fruit and produce available, or are we talking primarily water, canned food, dry goods?
Sure. In certain locations, those things have become available. In other locations, things like eggs, milk, and bread, those are still limited. Water is flying off the shelves at a very fast rate, as you can imagine. Retailers are having difficulty keeping that stocked. And, you know, in certain locations, yeah, I think that fresh food is going to be really difficult to get there, especially those stores that are just running on inventory at this point. It's going to be, you're absolutely going to find more packaged goods than anything else.
I want to ask you about price gouging. It's always a risk after disasters like this, and we saw some after Hurricane Katrina and other flooding episodes across the South. There was a viral image on social media yesterday of a Best Buy in the area selling overpriced water. Was that an isolated incident? Are you hearing about gouging in other places?
We're hearing about gouging in other places. I don't believe you're going to find that to any great degree at the major retailers. I think that was an honest mistake by an employee, that viral image. But it's certainly something that we're keeping an eye on. That is illegal. As you said, after any major disaster, it is a risk and something that we're monitoring.
If price gouging is unlikely to be a problem at big corporate retail stores, where might it be a problem? Smaller stores or privately owned businesses?
Sure. And certainly not to generalize, but I think that if there was an opportunity to do so, you might find that with a bit more frequency in a smaller operation.
So what are retailers saying then about the medium term and long term recovery of their stores and their supply chains to at least get the food retail situation someplace back to normal during recovery here?
Sure. I've been very impressed by the round-the-clock efforts that they have been putting forth in these past few days, because the results have really been astounding, the number of stores that are up and running again. That being said, talking to certain executives, I've really never heard such frankness in their assessment of the situation, say, you know, it's not going to be days, it's not going to be weeks, but it's going to be months before we might get back to relative normality here. Because, like I said, I mean, there are parts of the city that are still underwater. And in terms of being able to navigate that on a consistent basis and get a consistent flow of goods into areas that have been totally inundated, I'm not sure if anyone has a great sense of when that can be done on the day-to-day, round-the-clock basis that they're used to operating on in order to keep everything flowing as it should. So I think that it remains to be seen in the coming days to what degree the flooding threat continues. It is certainly still continuing. And I can tell you, though, that no one's sleeping on the part of the big retailers. They're trying their absolute best, and so far have been, I think, as successful as they possibly could be.
Houston and the surrounding area now hard at work on recovery, and that includes food retailers with lines out the door and across the parking lot in many locations as residents move to try to restock after severe flooding. Catherine Blunt with the Houston Chronicle, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.